Hello, my name is Lenny Flowers, and this is my story as told in the Sunday People of how I reformed the well-known rock band Severed Head and the Neckfuckers, who, after their demise in 1974, were remembered as one of the great heavy metal bands of all time. It's a true story, and it's mine. It all started this April when I got a phone call from an old friend of mine called Greg.
Hello, man.
Who's that, then?
I said.
It's me, Greg. Remember me, man?
Oh, wow, Greg.
I said.
How are you?
Oh, far out and solid, man. Here, get this. I've got something really heavy to lay on you, man.
I waited with bated breath. I wondered what could it be.
Heavy metal music is back, man, in a big way.
My heart missed a beat. The only beat I've ever missed. But seriously, was I really hearing this?
What do you mean, heavy metal's back, I said.
It's true, man. I read it in Gigs and Giggers. Here, I'll tell you what else I was going to say. It's really important. This is quick.
We were cut off. Just like Greg to run out of 5p's. Best drummer this side of Cardiff, though. Well, I thought about it for a week or so, and all the old memories came flooding back. Wild nights spent in smashed hotel rooms. Teenage girls creaming themselves over me. I remember the night when Greg found me and his old lady in bed together. He didn't seem to mind, though. I thought, what great days they were. But how, oh how, oh how, oh how was I going to get the band back together again? Then suddenly, like a blast of feedback from a 10K rig, it came to me. Jerry, our bass player, I'll go and see what he's doing. Now, I'd heard through friends that he was living in a huge house down in Oxfordshire. So one Sunday, I went down there. It was a beautiful hot day as I walked up a leafy lane that led from the village to his house. Soon, I got to these huge 12th century wrought iron gates that Jerry had sprayed in day-glow red. I walked up the long gravel drive. Everything was guitar-shaped. The lake, the hedges, the trees. Even the birds seemed to sing in 12 bar. Finally, I got to the front door and rang the old Queen Anne bell. Suddenly, a blast of pure sound cut through me from 2 4x12 speakers installed in the doorway pillars.
Well, who is it?
It's Lenny. I'm a friend of Jerry's. I've come to see him.
Well, come on, well, come on, well, come on in.
Wow. Nice one, Jerry, I thought. I walked through into the palatial hallway. The walls were lined with torn masterpieces. Paintings by Picasso and Matisse that Jerry had used as a dartboard. Suddenly, I looked up and there he was, standing at the top of a spiral staircase in a gold lamé suit. The one man who could put heavy metal back on the rock and roll map where it belonged.
Yeah?
Oh, hello, Jerry. I've come to talk to you about the band. Look, before you say anything, man, heavy metal is back in a very big way.
Fuck off.
I should point out here another reason why the band split. That I was carrying on with Jerry's old lady. And Jerry got a bit uncool about the whole thing. I had to think fast. I pretended to ignore the hatchet he'd just thrown at me. Oh, let's bury the hatchet, Jerry, I said.
Listen, mate, listen, I'm a fucking record producer now, and I've got 15% residuals, overseas royalties, contracts, legal fees, Jagger takes 35%, slap on a 10% contingency, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, not worth a wank. Whole roster of bands at Warner's on the floor, you tell me why. Concept albums, I don't want to know. New Wave don't like me, I don't like Fried Eggs.
Fucking amazing.
A&M, GTO, CBS, wankers, corporate single potential, beep, 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 zero, video, nice marketing, you want sign up 15%, overseas royalties,
Jerry.
What is it, Lenny?
I just want to play music, man.
Music? Fuck off.